Hey, good evening. This is Joseph of Call of Real Research Associates. How are you doing today?
Calling from who?
Research Associates. We're actually a national public opinion research company. We're not selling a product or soliciting a contribution. The purpose of the call, sir, is actually to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in New Orleans Parish?
I am.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. And if you can help me with this one, that'll be great. I mean, it's about 5 minutes of your time. I'll make this fast for you. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, or a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested, but not burning up with passion about it.
Oh, okay, like somewhat then? Or a little, would you say? Little or somewhat?
No, moderate. I can't remember the several terms you were using.
Oh, the options are very interested, somewhat interested, little interested, or not interested at all. Those are your options.
Somewhat interested. Somewhat interested.
Cool. And can you define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Okay. And thinking about the condition of the New Orleans public school buildings, tell me, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not satisfied at all with the condition of the public school buildings?
Well, from what I've seen, many of them were extensively renovated or replaced after Katrina.
Wow.
But I'm sure there are some that are old, especially in the areas that were not flooded.
Okay. So would you consider, would you say, like, you know, were you somewhat satisfied then, or?
Yeah, somewhat satisfied.
Okay.
But, you know, and if a schoolhouse lasts 50 years and you have 30 of them, you know,
You
got to be replacing one every 3 or 4 years.
Definitely. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, little important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Okay.
But creating an environment. Go ahead.
It was an environment. It's crazy because you said that, because like when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss, you know, quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, somewhat confidence, little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Well, what speaks loudest to me is the fact that white residents who live in New Orleans, almost to a family, send their child to a private or a parochial school and not to the public schools. So that to me is voting with your checkbook.
Yeah, definitely. I understand. So would you say, you know, some confidence then, or a little then? Would that be like, you know, a proper way to define it?
I'm sorry, what are you trying
Well, like when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss like quality of public education in New Orleans, and you know, you're discussing like, you know, how paying with your paycheck, you know, school and everything, with a checkbook, would you say a lot of people do you hear a lot of people have a lot of confidence as far as the New Orleans public education, or somewhat confidence, or little confidence, or none at all?
I would say most people have little confidence
in
New Orleans education.
Okay. And if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year mileage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public facilities, would you definitely vote against, or definitely vote against the proposition?
You'll have to repeat that question because it came across very confused.
Yeah, so if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year mileage renewal proposition in a ballot.
What do you mean by mileage renewal?
Millage. Sorry, millage.
Okay.
Renewal. Yeah, I'm sorry. they had a 20-year millage renewal proposition to the ballot is dedicated to preserving.
In other words, the property tax assessment to support that particular building was authorized for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the 20 years, they're going to reauthorize a millage for it?
Well, I mean, if they the renewal proposition on the ballot is dedicated to, you know, preserving, improving, and repairing school facilities, what would be your take? Would you definitely vote for, or probably vote for, probably vote against it, or vote, against the whole proposition?
I believe that you gotta maintain the infrastructure, and Louisiana doesn't have a history of doing that very well, but it needs to be done.
Okay. So that would be definitely vote for then? Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to read two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Statement number one, it says, because of the rise of cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Statement number two says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be priority. Which one will be, best reflects your view?
Well, you got to support the public school, because if the school infrastructure and funding is not paid for, your own home is going to lose value, because people won't want to live in the city.
Okay, definitely. Okay, now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me, would you strongly influence, somewhat influence, influenced a little, or not influenced at all to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, re-improving, preserving public school facilities? All right? So number one says, learning that the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Is that strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little, or not at all?
I guess I'm confused by what you're asking me to support.
Okay, so voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons, right? Now, for each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, or influenced a little, or not at all, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public schools facilities.
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay, so would you say somewhat or strongly then?
I'll say strongly.
Okay, now how about learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage?
Well, that's not the only item on the tax bill that the owner of a home has to fund.
Okay, so would that like, strongly influence you, somewhat influence you,
influence you
a little?
No, not
at all.
Not at all.
Now, how about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city?
And what's that mean?
Yeah, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
What's that supposed to cause me to do?
learning that, you know, money is all located as allocated to every public school in the city, would that actually strongly influence you to actually support the 20-year millage renewal, or would that somewhat?
No, I mean, I don't know why you're bringing this up. That's like saying, well, the education department has to support its buildings. Yeah, that's not news. That's the way the world works. I don't understand why this question is being asked.
Yeah, no, and I completely understand. What it is just like, you know, these are some of the things, propositions, you know, various reasons why, right? So I'm just reading them out. But this one says, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
I think that's up to the city to decide how to fund the maintenance and upkeep of its school system. And,
okay, so would that like influence you a little, or not at all, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about learning that the renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045?
So what's your question?
Yeah, so learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. So, I mean, is that something that keeps you influenced or influenced not at all? Or, I mean, I guess it's because of the 20-year span, I guess that's what they're referring to.
I believe what you're saying is that the 20-year millage is needed to maintain the structures that we have, especially given those that had to be rebuilt after Katrina. So yeah, that's fine.
Would you say that like
who are you doing this? Who are you doing this survey for, if I may ask?
They're called research associates, sir.
These are some of the, these are terribly worded questions. I'm struck. I can't figure out whether you're trying to defeat the millage assessment or whether you're trying to pass it. Your questions are very difficult to understand, which makes me believe that you all are fishing for data to support not increasing the millage. But
well, this is the
I
thing.
Know.
I mean, well, this is the thing. We actually get this from the research associates. They hand us this, and we just, you know, basically we just call out, you know, I mean, to get people to help us with surveys, right? Now, the way the wording and everything goes, I mean, I don't know. I'm just reading it what it says, what it said on the survey. So, I mean,
right. I'm not saying you wrote these questions. What I'm saying is, this
wording
is a half-assed survey from what I can put together. I've done a number of these in the past, and I'm a little taken aback with the foolish, backhanded, inconsistent, and illogical way you all are. I don't know what kind of data you're going to get, but if somebody showed me this questionnaire, I would throw out all the data because I can't believe.
Yeah.
I have a graduate degree, and wow, I'm having difficulty following what you're saying.
Definitely.
I don't know this, but I suspect that I'm in the upper half of the voters in New Orleans.
Definitely.
And if I can't follow your questions, I can't imagine what half my fellow citizens are making of your questions.
No, I I understand. I understand. So just, I will go ahead. It's real quick. We've only got like four questions left. So does this knowledge actually, you know, strongly influence you to keep supporting it, or somewhat influence you, or a little, not at all?
No information you've presented to me changes my mind. My mind is made, supports public education that costs money, and I see it as my responsibility to help fund that cost.
Definitely. Okay, well, here goes another one. Learning that the millage renewal and it will not increase your property taxes.
It never would, because the millage expires and you're just replacing it. So that's a redundant observation.
Okay.
The only thing that would increase my taxes would be if a higher assessment was, if the millage rate was doubled.
Okay. Now, this was the last one. Learning that the public school district has facilities management plans to prioritize and monitor how money is spent.
Like that's a new idea?
I can't say yes or no, right? But I mean,
I think one of the judgments of the Supreme Court in Brown versus Board of Education was that money had to be allocated equally among the various parts of the school district. So I don't see how this is any kind of stunning new statements.
Okay, so it's not at all influenced then. That's what it comes down to. Okay. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal for a position for the ballot, would you preserve and maintain all the existing public school facilities that were expiring in 2045? Or would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against proposition?
I see the buildings as secondary. For me, the primary problem is that the people of New Orleans are not really concerned with maintaining a quality education for their children, and the only people who are concerned with that are the parents of the particular children in the schools at the time.
Okay. So that's something, well, the way you're making it sound is like you definitely vote for them. You'll keep that, they definitely vote for them, right? Or probably?
Yeah. I mean, okay. There's a reason why New Orleans is one of the poorest cities in the country.
Yeah.
And a big part of it is that the people are not properly educated.
Definitely. Now, as we conclude this survey, I'm going to ask you just some questions for statistical purposes. Are you and your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public Schools, a teacher in New Orleans Public Schools, a staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public Schools, or not affiliated with New Orleans Public Schools?
A member of my household is a parent of a now adult child.
Okay. And now stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 above.
I'm in the 61 and above.
Okay. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. High school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate, or professional school.
Professional school. What do you mean by professional school? Like law school or medical
school? Yeah, like law school, medical school. Yeah, that's what they're
saying. Yeah, I have a post-college professional degree.
Wonderful. And do you own or rent your home?
I presently rent.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Thank you so much for this evening, and I'm sorry to, you know, maybe I caught you in a bad time or something.
No, you didn't catch me at a bad time. I think whoever wrote this questionnaire, either wasn't paying attention to what they do, or that, you know, the expression that a zebra is a horse designed by a committee, and there's a lot of stripes all over the questionnaire that you read to me.
Yeah. I definitely know. I understand. And it was crazy because, you know, I get a lot of this. I get this feedback, you know, back sometimes. And I like it because, you know, I can just share that, you know, with my superiors so they know what's going on. So appreciate the feedback. And thank you so much. Appreciate that, sir.
Good day.
Have a good one. Take care. Have a good day.